Well, if you've noticed, the markets have been trending downward, and the big impact has been weather, which, even though it hasn't been all that cooperative here, has been generally cooperative throughout the corn and soybean belt. That's why Mark Gold said, even though there are a couple other influences from now till harvest, weather does play a key role in determining price.
Certainly the trade will be watching the old crop supply on the beans, how tight these carryouts are going to get. But the question is, are we importing some meal and some beans from South America as the Chinese appear to be backing away from some of their purchases? But for the most part, between now and, let's say, mid to late August, it's going to be a weather market. We have virtually no problems out here. Almost perfect weather, 70 to 80 degree temps, scattered rains every other day. So we look like it's got the possibilities for some pretty big yields out here.
Well, here in Wisconsin, the majority of our milk goes into cheese, so cheese consumption is very vital to our economy. Wisconsin has stayed strong as America's cheese land, in due part because of the specialty cheese market. And that's one thing Dave Leonardi says they are really emphasizing during June Dairy Month. Why not sample a new variety?
Great opportunity for people to broaden their eating scope and their minds. Because we never want to let them leave their favorites. If your favorite is a medium cheddar cheese, let it always be a medium cheddar cheese. But don't forget to try something new. Try an Asiago, try a Farmstead Gouda, try something different, as well as your basics.
Well, if you're trying to get into the business of production agriculture, here's some good news from the latest farm bill. According to FSA Administrator Juan Garcia, there's a new program out there to help beginning farmers by getting them started through transfers of conservation reserve programs from retired or retiring farmers.
It's for transitioning expiring CRP land from a retired or a retiring owner or operator to a beginning, veteran, or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher to return the land to production, either for sustainable grazing or crop production.
Well, as we get close to wrapping up this week, dairy markets are showing some strength. Blacks gained another 2 cents on Thursday, now at $2.05 a pound. Barrels moved up 2.25 to $1.96¾, while AA butter dropped 2 cents to $2.24. As far as the Class 3 prices, they were stronger. June up 14 cents to $21.21. July up 32 cents to $20.33. August Class 3 up 35 to $20.21. And September now prices at $20.23. Board of Trade prices are lower. July corn lost 7¼ cents yesterday, dropping back to $4.49 a bushel. September corn off 8 cents at $4.44 and 1/4 cent. Beans for July down 22 cents to $14.60 1/2 cent per bushel. August that dropped 16½ to $14.25. And September's now at $12.59. As far as your wheat, July off 8¾ at $6.05¾ cents per bushel. For the livestock fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers are firm at 128 to 145. Holstein steers 112 to 129. Cow market steady to weak. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 92 to a top of 112. Most of the slaughter cows 78 to 91. As far as the replacement bull calves, they go from 225 to 355. Heifer calves 150 to 285. Barrels and gilts top at 85. And your market lambs 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.